You have now reached stage 2 of the Urban Safari. We wish you every success in this second stage. Here we will tell you more about William Webb Ellis, the inventor of modern rugby as we know it today. In October 1876, 4 years after William Webb Ellis' death in Mentone, France, Matthew Bloxham, a rugby town solicitor, wrote to the school magazine, The Meteor, that he had learnt from an unnamed source that the change from a kicking game to a handling game had originated with a town boy or foundationer of the name of Ellis, William Webb Ellis, in 1823. This is the first account that names William Webb Ellis as the originator of the running game. In December 1880, in a subsequent letter to the Meteor, Bloxham elaborated on his original story as follows: boy of the name Ellis, William Webb Ellis, a town boy and a foundationer, whilst playing big side at football in that half year, caught the ball in his arms. This being so, according to the then rules, he ought to have retired back as far as he pleased. Ellis, for the first time, disregarded this rule, and on catching the ball, instead of retiring backwards, rushed forwards with the ball in his hands towards the opposite goal. Matthew Bloxham was the second youngest of 6 brothers, sons of Reverend Richard Rouse Bloxham, a teacher at rugby school between 1790 and 1828. All 6 Bloxhams attended the school, and 2 of them, the youngest John and the second youngest Matthew, were contemporaries of Ellis, though both were older than him. William Webb Ellis was born in Salford, England on November 24, 1806, the second son of James Ellis and Anne Webb. His father, who was an officer in the 1st Dragoon Guards, died in action near Albuera in Portugal in July 1812. After James' death, Anne Ellis applied for a pension and moved to Rugby, where the boys could receive free education. Both William and his older brother Thomas entered rugby school in 1816. In 1825, William Webb Ellis was admitted to Oxford. He graduated in 1829 and got his master's degree in 1831. During university, he excelled at cricket, playing for Oxford against Cambridge in 1827. After leaving Oxford, he got ordained and became minister of St. George's, Albemarle Street, London. He was also rector of St. Clement's Danes on the Strand, and of Magdalen Lava Church in Essex. He did not marry and became ill with tuberculosis, at the time a major life-threatening disease. He travelled frequently to Mentone, where he stayed at the famous Hotel d'Italie at de Grande Bretagne. Ellis died on January 24, 1872, a few months after the first rugby international between England and Scotland. A few days before passing away and aware of his deteriorating health, he bought the land for his grave in the Vieux Château Cemetery and wrote his will. His tomb was rediscovered in 1958 by a local journalist and former rugby player Roger Dries and Englishman Ross McWhirter. Mentone's history has been stormy and eventful. In 1146, the Pewipin site marks the existence of a first settlement, which finds itself under Genoan rule in the 13th century, before being dominated by Monaco from 1346 onwards. From 1793, Mentone's history changes fast, and in the space of 70 years, after several centuries of Monaco governance, the city belongs alternatively to France until 1814, then Monaco until 1848, becomes a free town along with Roquebrune under Sardinian protectorate until 1861, to remain finally French. From then on, the city starts to attract the first tourists, particularly English ones, who include Mentone in their Grand Tour. Today, the town is a place of pilgrimage for British visitors and rugby lovers alike. They come to pay homage to William Webb Ellis, the originator of the game, who is buried in the Vieux Château Cemetery, and to Percy Cartmail, foundator of the Barbarians, whose final resting place since 1936 is the Trabuquet Cemetery. With such heritage, it was inevitable that the game of rugby should be played here in Mentone. The practice of rugby has been making successive appearances in the city, famous for growing lemons from 1970. First, as the Rapid Rugby Club of Mentone until 1979, then as the Rugby Olympic of Mentone from 1983 to 1995, becoming the training school École de Rugby Webb Ellis. In 2001, the growing generations of Mentone's young rugby players founded the rugby club Mentone Webb Ellis. Hook represents today the world of rugby in this southernmost corner of Alpes Maritimes.